Hi guys, hello, hey, hi. Okay, hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Tamlere and this is Solace. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about something that I'm fairly certain it's not like relevant. But it's relevant, but people don't take it seriously. Okay, let me just say, I'm going to be talking about racial jokes. Alright. So let me just quickly say this. A lot of people believe that these jokes are mainly made by white people, but the truth is that it's made by every race, every ethnic group, and it's just something that you won't know unless it's pointed out to you. I mean, well, it's obvious, but then when other groups or other races say it, it doesn't really occur to them that they are making fun of another ethnic group or another race until, like I said, it's pointed out. Okay, so let me quickly define what a racial joke is. Okay, so this is a remark attempting humor relating to an ethnic, racial, or cultural group, often referring to an ethnic stereotype of the group in question for its punchline. Okay, one of the things that I've seen a lot recently, let me just give this example. A few nights ago, I was in my room, and I've said this before, I listen to K-pop and I watch Korean dramas. So, and I was in my room and I was listening to a BTS song and I was watching the music video, and my brother came in and, you know, he laid on my bed. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. He laid on my bed and he was watching the video with me, and you know, he started making this comment, like, okay, if you have seen this BTS video on the new song on their album, on the video came out and I was watching it, and if you've seen it, there's this part where RM is surrounded by animals and he's behind like this wrecked arc sort of a ship or whatever, and he was like, what's that? I was like trying to explain, oh, like it's a concept gotten from Adam. I said Adam, oh my God, from Noah's Ark. And he was like, what? Like, was Noah's Ark in Asia? Was he in Korea? And he was laughing about it. And I kind of just like shoved it aside. And then we got to the next scene where Suga was surrounded by children. And I was trying to explain to him, like, you know, he's lived, like, the point of that scene, as I watched in like the making of it, was that he's lifting these children up, you know, like bringing their hopes up, whatever it is, however you want to see it. And he was like, is he Jesus? Is he Korean Jesus? And I'm like, that didn't need to be said. And I proceeded to explain to him that jokes like that really don't make any sense. And then he started arguing with me, like, oh, it's not like that. Like, I wasn't making, like, it was a joke. Why can't you just take a joke? And I'm like, it's not about taking a joke, really. It's about how you say it, the things you say. Because if you find yourself surrounded by people who are not of your own race, of your own color, you won't have the ability to be making jokes like that. And it's just really insulting, just in case you haven't realized. Like, if you are someone who makes jokes like that, please realize this today, that they don't make any sense. Like, you cannot bring down another culture or another race because you feel like they're not fine enough, you know, you don't understand their language. Like, it's not their fault you don't understand their language. The better part of those cultures, the better part of those people don't understand English either. They don't understand Yoruba, they don't understand Igbo, they don't understand Hausa. They don't understand your language either. So for you to speak up and be making all these jokes about them, you know, like how Asian people look alike a lot, it's really insulting, because the truth is that you would not like it if a white person walks up to you and tells you, well, I believe that every black person is in a gang. It's the same way Asian people will not enjoy when you say that all of them look alike, because in truth, they don't look alike. Going forth to defend yourself, like, oh, it was just something that was meant to be funny, doesn't make it any better. It doesn't make it any innocent than however you thought it was. It just goes on to prove the fact that you're not listening to what the other person is trying to explain to you. Like, the fact that someone will sit down, like, you sit down in your house, think about it, and then like post it out on the internet, like, oh, what do you see in these people? They're not fine, they're not funny. Like, hello. some people don't find you fine and funny either. Not everybody thinks that every black person is beautiful. Not everybody thinks that every black man is, you know, the epitome of beauty. You need to understand that as much as people are fighting for justice for us, we need to understand that there still has to be justice for minority groups. There still has to be justice for Asians. There still has to be justice for the Hispanic group. There still has to be justice for Muslims, the Islams in general, every other group in the world. So the same way you would not enjoy someone making fun of you that you are black, I think it's important for us to understand that you should not make fun of people who are not of your race. It doesn't make the cause you're fighting for a relatable one, because you're fighting for people to not make fun of you. You're fighting for equal rights, but you are not giving other people or other races the same standards, the same things you want in general. And it doesn't make us better people in the end. It really doesn't. It just proves that we are, I'm so sorry to say this, we are shallow-minded. So if someone is trying to explain to you next time that, oh, you know, you shouldn't have made fun of this, you shouldn't have made fun of that, please don't look at it as they're just defending Asian people or they're just defending Hispanic people. In the end, we're just trying to defend the rights of these people, because you have the rights that you are defending too. It's not something you like. And for those of you who go around making memes about how all these people don't look, you know, they're not pretty, they're not fine, they all look the same, you know, they're just pale, they are white, please keep in mind that these are human beings too. They are people who go through things too. Don't get sucked into this mindset that, you know, you are black, so therefore you are the only one fighting for a cause. Please remember, there are other races in this world. And that is the problem that some white people have. They can't see beyond the fact that, you know, they are not the only race in the world. They are not supreme enough. They don't have all the power, and it really drives them crazy. And you know, no one wants to end up like that. No one wants to end up being the thing you are fighting against, if you understand what I'm saying. And some people may be like, you know, I'm taking it too far, not making any sense, I'm taking all the fun away in jokes. And it just really proves, like, if you are still thinking like that, it just proves my point that we are, some people are shallow-minded. Again, I am so sorry to say that. If you don't see that there's a problem with the things you say, you don't see that that you need to filter the things you say, I don't know how else to explain it to you than what I'm doing right now. Like, you shouldn't be comfortable in seeing people make fun of other races. You shouldn't be comfortable in seeing people making memes out of other races when you hate it. When some white people do that to you, you should realize that in the end, we're just the same. And again, I'm saying this, it's not a joke. It really isn't a joke. You shouldn't believe that you have the right, or you feel it's okay for you to go ahead and make fun of people, because you won't like it if they do that to you. I've said it like a million times here. So please, and please, you guys, don't feel it's okay to make fun of people. Don't see it as someone is taking out the fun in it when they are trying to correct you on something, because it's really, really, really wrong. We're all trying to make the world a better place for us to live in. We all want equal rights. So why don't you just work together and stop all these things that are supposed to be jokes when in reality they are not? So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys gained something from it, because I did as I was reading up on it. So thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. My name is Tamilore. This is Solace. Okay, bye.